This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Sudanese security forces arrested demonstrators in Khartoum Wednesday, including three leading pro-democracy activists, as the World Bank and African Union took steps to increase pressure on the leaders on Monday's military coup. Witnesses say security forces fired tear gas at protesters, arrested them while removing their barricades in the capital. On Tuesday, Sudanese military chief General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan defended the army's overthrow of the country's transitional government, saying it was necessary to avoid a civil war. The military chief declared a national emergency Monday and announced the end of the Joint Civilian-Military Sovereign Council that had run the country since August of 2019, shortly after the ouster of longtime autocrat President Omar al-Bashir. He pledged the military would turn over power to the civilian government in July of 2023 after general elections are held. The United States is working on hypersonic weapon technologies after the top U.S. military officer, General Mark Milley, said China conducted a very concerning test of such a weapon system as part of its aggressive advance in space and military technologies. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby said, "Our own pursuit of hypersonic capabilities is real. It's tangible. And we are absolutely working towards being able to develop that capability." Milley was the first Pentagon official to confirm on the record the nature of the test this year by the Chinese military that Financial Times reported was a nuclear-capable hypersonic weapon that was launched into space and orbited the Earth before reentering the atmosphere and gliding